latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle Bulletin, and we'll start with news that striker Adam Armstrong insists he's unsure where he'll be playing next season. The 21-year-old found the back of the net 9 times in 21 appearances to help Blackburn Rovers seal their return to the Championship last season, having joined the club on loan during the January transfer window. Armstrong's spell at Ewood Park was his 4th loan move in 3 years, having struggled to break into the first team on Tyneside. The striker could find opportunities to do that even tougher to come by next season, with a new forward thought to be high on Rafa Benitez's list of summer targets, following the club's failed attempts to sign finalist Nikolai Jorgensen and Daniel Sturridge during the mid-season window. Armstrong still has 2 years on his contract at Newcastle and is among a clutch of loanees who have or are poised to return to the North East, a list that also includes Jamie Sterry, Sean Longstaff and Alex Gilliard and Jack Colback. But Armstrong says his future is still to be decided, telling Blackburn's official Twitter account, "It's been amazing here. From the moment I joined Rovers, I've had a great experience. I'll head back to Newcastle for pre-season, then we'll see what the plan is there. Rovers have been a big stage of my career. The club have helped me out massively, and I've really enjoyed it." Meanwhile, John Joe Shelby has missed out on England's World Cup squad after Gareth Southgate announced his squad on Wednesday afternoon. Well, the midfielder had hoped to make the plane to Russia, but the midfielders will be Eric Dier, Dele Alli, Jesse Lingard, Jordan Henderson, Fabian Delph and Ruben Loftus-Cheek. Well, Shelby's not even on standby for the tournament, with Liverpool midfielder Adam Lallana, Burnley keeper Tom Heaton, Clarence defender James Tarkowski, Bournemouth's Lewis Cook and midfielder Jake Livermore of West Brom all told to stand by their phones this summer. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.